After spending nearly 2 years in prison, Saad Eddin Ibrahim, Egypt's best-known pro-democracy and human rights activist, has been freed. And Ibrahim says he's determined to pick up where he left off when Egyptian security guards arrested him in June of 2000. Ibrahim was released after Egypt's highest court overturned his conviction for defaming Egypt and taking money illegally from foreign sources. Many say his real crime was to challenge the legitimacy of Egypt's elections and raise questions about President Hosni Mubarak's apparent intention to have his son succeed him. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
It had been a 7-year sentence for Saad Eddin Ibrahim, and he had not done well in prison. The 64-year-old activist and scholar suffered several small strokes and during the summer fell and broke his ankle. But he still retains a sense of humor when asked about his criticism of President Mubarak. Ibrahim took on the succession question in an article published on June 29, 2000. He was arrested the next day.
Is this a coincidence? I don't know. I really don't want to speculate about it. I'm in enough trouble, so I don't want to get in further trouble. But it's true. I did talk about the problem of succession in a number of Arab countries, countries that supposedly are republics. However, the president, each one of them, had been in power for more than 20 years and had a grown-up son who was being groomed. So I must have touched on some sensitive spot.
It certainly wasn't the first time. Ibrahim has been criticizing Egypt's government for many years. His Ibn Khaldun Center observed the 1995 parliamentary elections in Egypt and found the results less than reliable, and he was planning to do the same for elections in the fall of 2000. He has also written about the treatment of Egypt's minority Coptic Christians and had been pushing for democratic political reforms in Egypt with a vitality that had clearly irritated some entrenched powers. Ibrahim is convinced that bringing democracy to Egypt and the rest of the Arab world is the only way out of the region's desperate economic, political, and religious troubles.
To stop exporting frustrated youngsters who ultimately become terrorists, to do that you have to start to build up a new society, a new system, and democracy is the answer. Democracy is the answer to both bin Laden and Saddam Hussein.
Egypt's imprisonment of Ibrahim had done nothing but tarnish its reputation in Europe and among human rights advocates in the United States. The government-controlled press here labeled him a spy and an embezzler. Even now, some newspaper columnists, such as Abdel Ati Mohammed, insist that most Egyptians do not approve of Ibrahim's focus on such touchy subjects.
And in the same time, they find that this man is supported from outside. Believe me, when the Egyptians feel that there is foreign interference in their affairs, they take an opposite direction.
But with the highest civilian court, known as the Court of Cassation, voiding the guilty verdict and ordering a new trial, some opinion makers have felt freer to support Ibrahim. Salama Ahmed Salama, a daily columnist for Al Aram, Egypt's most influential newspaper, said Ibrahim's election monitoring activities are necessary and should be revived.
We need an organization to observe elections, because actually elections have been always accused of being not correctly conducted and so on. And we need, the people here in Egypt need some kind of a neutral body.
Ibrahim says he eventually would like to reopen his democracy center and return to the kind of activities his imprisonment interrupted.
I am determined to keep my fight going. I feel that there is finally a wave of democracy is about to sweep the Arab world. We have seen it in Morocco, in Bahrain, in Turkey and elsewhere. Seeing these signs at the edges of the Arab world, it is bound to affect the center of the Arab world.
First, though, Ibrahim and three others must face retrial, but this will be in front of the same court that overturned their earlier convictions. Ibrahim expects the new trial to exonerate them all when it opens on January 7th. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Cairo.